Greetings and blessings to you in Jesus' name. How are you doing today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a great time to be alive serving the living God. There's much lying and evil in the world today. You know, there's also much truth and good. It's in the world, and there's no getting around it. We as individuals have a choice to make. Who we will follow, who we will trust, who will we put our faith in, and who will we serve? That last one, who will we serve? Many serve the false gods of today. Maybe you've heard of them. You know, money, power, fame, fortune, elites, politicians, athletes, entertainers, and so on. There's false prophets and teachers out there as well. Way too many to count. There's the word of God and everything else. Believers and non-believers alike hear good and bad things. We may even have similar experiences in life. But how we respond depends on what type of food we've been eating. And I'm not talking about food for your body. I'm not talking about the breads, the cheeses, the meats. There are two types of food here in the world today. The Word of God and the Word of the world. There's God's Word, that's food. And then there's a world, the world's word, which is food as well. The Lord says, "You shall have no other gods before Him." Yet, we see plainly among non-believers. We see it plainly among non-believers. The sad part is that it's been creeping into the body of Christ for some time now, that they are believing in false gods as well. Some of it is hidden through man-made traditions that exclude Jesus Himself. Why do they hide it? Why is it hidden? Because they know if they tell the truth, it will be met with much pushback. And in their eyes, they may lose numbers. You see, we as mankind, we'll believe most anything if it will appear to help us in any way, shape, or form. If we can get over on it. If we, as believers in Jesus Christ, don't discern as the Spirit leads us to, we ourselves will get caught in the net with the others for processing. Just look around. It's a sad thing to be processed by the world. Amen? You see, the world is against the Lord God. How do I know? How do I know the world's against God? Well, simple. For example, Genesis 1:27 tells me that we were made in His image and His likeness, male and female. But the world says that God made a mistake. That even if you were born a boy, you're really a girl because you feel a certain way. That there are many genders, not just the two, male and female, as the Bible says. How about this one? That it's okay to kill children. You see, the world will dress it up to appear as something loving and caring, something thoughtful. Don't be deceived by the packaging. Look at what's inside. I'll say it again. Don't be deceived by that beautiful wrap job that's in the packaging. Take a look and see what's inside. You see, the Lord looks at the heart. He sees everything. He knows everything. How is it that people of today believe they are fooling Him? How can some ministries of today have Jesus' name on their building and be nothing close to or about him at all. How can that be, I ask? How are they saying in the world and in some churches, how can they say same-sex marriage is okay when the Lord clearly says different in Leviticus 18:22? Take a look at that one. Or they say things like, I'm pro-choice. But the unborn child that they're killing didn't get a choice. As they said, they are for choices. Just not the unborn child's choice. How can that be? You see, there is no hiding from the Lord God Almighty. True is true, false is false. Real is real, fake is fake. You and your ways will be exposed by His word. When we look into the word of God, we see different generations of Israel that obeyed the Lord and those that disobeyed Him. Israel, the chosen people of God Himself, behaved in such ways, they behaved in the same manner as we see of some people of today. They disobeyed Him and they did their own thing. We're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 7 for our fuel for this week. By the way, it is called I See It, says the Lord. I'm not fooled by your words. Amen. So let's pick up in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying. So before we even get into it, let's see. It says the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. So here Jeremiah is getting the word from the Lord. I love it. He said, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word. And say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. The Lord makes it very clear. Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter at these gates and worship who? The Lord. It doesn't say worship man. It doesn't say worship things. It doesn't say worship stuff. It says worship the Lord. And hear the word of the Lord, not the word of man. Verse 3. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. Verse 12, but go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. And I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, into this place, which I have gave to you and your fathers, as I have done in Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven? And they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger? Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do not provoke themselves to shame in their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast, on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. Let's look at this verse 16. He says, therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. He says, do you not see what they do in the cities? You guys, they were doing things they weren't supposed to do. And the Lord saw it all. And he says, that is not okay. So he says, he's the Lord God. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if they're doing things now in the world that is against him, do you really think he's sitting there saying he's okay with it? No, he's not okay with it. He talked about them provoking him to anger. They were making cakes for a Queen of Heaven. What? Pouring out drink offerings to other gods? Silliness. But this is what they were doing. We're reading it right here. And these, by the way, were the children of Israel, some of them. Sad, sad, sad. Don't think for a second that something can be done to kindle the Lord's anger. We're reading it right here. Verse 22, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. Ooh, amen. Let's read that again. He said, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Verse 24, yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but follow the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward, not forward. Whew, Lord Jesus. You guys, you see how this works? In their eyes, they thought they were moving forward, but the Lord says, no, you're moving backwards because of your disobedience. But they were about sacrificing burnt offerings and stuff. He said, that's not what I talked to you about. Verse 23 says, but what this is what I commanded. He said, wait, excuse me. Let me back up. I'm getting excited. Verse 23, but this is what I commanded you, commanded them, saying, obey my voice. Obey my voice. Verse 22, he says, I did not speak to your fathers, command them in the day that I brought them out of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. No, I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. He keeps it real simple. Obey my voice, I'll be your God, you'll be my people, and walk in all the ways that I commanded you, and it will be well with you. Remember when he had that discussion with Cain, and he said, Cain, why is your countenance fallen? He knew why, but he asked Cain, why is your countenance fallen? He said, if you do well, will it not be well with you? For if not, sin crouches at the door and it seeks to get you. And we read on that Cain didn't listen because he killed his brother. He chose not to do well, but he was instructed to do well. He was given a heads up. He was given a warning. Hey, do well. It's going to be well for you. Just like the Lord does right here. Obey my voice. So these people out here doing these things that are against God and being disobedient, and especially those who are of the way, especially the house of God, especially the children of God. Oh my goodness. Read the word of God. Obey his voice. Do not get caught up in man-made things. Because it says evil hearts, and they went backward, not forward. They went backward, not forward. Verse 25. Since the day that your fathers came out of Egypt, came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. So we read here that they did worse than their fathers. Wow. We see some pretty bad things going on in the world today, don't we? From the time I was a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s, I see things that are far worse now than when I was a kid. Verse 27, therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. Wow, let's stop right there. Verse 27, let's read that again. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You see what the Lord said? He said, speak it. But guess what? They're not going to obey you. Then he says, you shall call to them, but they will not answer you. Whew. It's sad, but that's what's going on in the body of Christ. The Lord is speaking to them, but they're not obeying. He's calling to them, but they're not answering him. We pray for those people. Pray for those believers, especially for those who are of the way. Those who call themselves children of God. We pray for you to be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Verse 28. So shall you say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away. And take up lamentation on the desolate heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. Whew, Lord have mercy. I'm going to read verse 30 again, you guys. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. Here we are reading in the word of God, Jeremiah chapter 7. This is verse 30. And there are churches out there doing just this. They are doing evil in the sight of the Lord because they are going against what God says. They are saying that same-sex marriage is okay. They are saying that it's okay to have an abortion. You see, the word says they have set these abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. They are polluting his house, not mine, his. We're reading it right here in his word. They're doing things that by the world standards, it's okay. But he says, in my sight. You see, that's what counts. What he sees. It's not what we feel, what we think. No, how does God see it? What does he say about it? Because he's a righteous judge. Amen. He is the only one who can save our souls, not man. Amen. Verse 31. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. You guys are killing kids. And the Lord says, I didn't tell them to do that. I didn't tell them to do that. I did not command them to do that. It's not in my heart to do that. But what are they doing today? They're sending their sons and their daughters in the fire, especially the unborn. Verse 32. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury in Tophet until there is no room. The corpses of this people will be food for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Children of God, children of God, hear me. Hear the voice of the Lord. Hear his mouthpiece. The things of the world that go against the Lord of God, the Lord God, will be addressed by him. You guys, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. For God is not mocked. A man will reap what he sows. It may appear that the evil things the world calls good are here to stay, but they aren't. Because we serve the Most High, living God, who sits on the throne. The Lord will have justice. Don't allow them, who's them, the world, to dictate your day. Don't allow them to say what you can and what you can't think or believe. No, no, no. Follow Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Eat the word of the living God. It's much healthier, inside and outside. Trust in the Lord God, for he was, he is, and is to come. He doesn't change his mind like the wind. See, because he says in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I do not change. He is Alpha, Omega, the start, the finish, the beginning, and the end. There is none like him. Amen. Children of God, don't be deceived by fun words, eloquent words, or false words. Put all of it up against the word of God and see who comes out on top. The living God is undefeated. He never loses. He's never lost. Just read the word. Just read the word of God. And see what happened to those who come up against him and how it turned out for them. Stay in the word and stay in prayer. Walk and believe in the authority that Jesus gave us in Luke 10:19. And we're going to wrap this up with this. Use the weapons of mass destruction to the kingdom of darkness. James 4:7. Proverbs 3:5-6, Ephesians 6:10-18, Luke 10:19, among others. Never forget what Jesus did for you. That's in John 3:16. Never forget the truth. John 1:1, verse 14. John 14:6. Genesis 1:27. Philippians 4:13. Walk by faith, not by sight. And don't be moved by the evil of the worldly ways, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus said, be of good cheer, children. I have overcome the world. Glory to our Father, the one true living God. Amen. Lord, I pray for your children that they are not deceived by the enemy and his tricky ways, that they may believe and walk according to your word with authority and power that you gave us, that they may walk upright in this crooked and evil generation, that your son Jesus will shine through them, that others will be freed and saved by the blood, that the world will begin to acknowledge your hand, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.